pound sank to a new low against the U.S. dollar. Angry demonstrators shut down roads across the country. And in Beirut, they scuffled with police, smashed storefronts, and set fires. All of this amid repeated calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The heavily in debt Lebanese government has been asking the International Monetary Fund for a financial rescue plan. An emergency meeting of the cabinet was set for today. The coronavirus pandemic has India firmly in its grip. It is reporting some 10,000 new infections a day. The total case count is approaching 300,000, the fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, moving that total to just under 8,500. The hotspot is New Delhi, where health officials unveiled a model that shows a worst-case scenario in which the capital could top 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. All of this despite such devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives now topping 422,000. Exactly 2 years ago today, the leaders of the United States and North Korea held a summit in Singapore. There is not much to celebrate. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. And China says the United States should take concrete measures to address the concerns of North Korea. The latest on the pandemic includes rising numbers in many U.S. states. More than 2 million coronavirus cases reported, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. The head of the Harvard Global Health Institute tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July. This is VOA News. There was a dramatic plunge on Thursday's exchange picture in the United States. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,800 points, about 7% of its